So here we are backstage at Download, and the Amarettes have brought the Scottish weather with you. Look at that wind and rain.
Sorry, guys.
It's really nice, you know, soaking wet feet. It's kind of. Does it actually make a difference when you're playing if the weather's disgusting?
Well,
maybe not to you, but to the crowd.
Yeah, you get that kind of trench foot kind of feeling that reminds you of home, so it kind of relaxes you a bit.
Because I often wonder if you're playing in the sun where everyone's perhaps had a drink and they're going a bit ecstatic, but if it's been hammering it down, everyone's taking cover, and you think, am we actually playing to fans or are they just taking cover?
Yeah, you don't know. See, the stage kind of started to empty after the band before us, and we were getting quite nervous about it. We were sort of, oh no, everyone's leaving, but then they came back in.
Yeah.
So, the rain started again.
Yeah, the rain can be a blessing. Instant crowd, captive audience. So how was it, that aside from the weather, was it good? Good experience?
It was fab. Awesome. We were so nervous about it, but the tent was absolutely packed. It was so good, and there was a chant before we went on.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Mental.
What is it about festivals that, I don't know, like for example for you, puts the nerves up you? Because technically you're on a stage playing your instruments to an audience, no different to any other gig. All right, the numbers might change, but what is it about a festival like a Download or a Tea in the Park or wherever that makes you go, oh blimey, nerves?
I think it's more about being outside. I don't know what it is about having the atmosphere around you, but it's quite electric, I feel. It's quite something a bit more real and raw about feeling the weather in your face.
Yeah,
and
obviously, like with festivals and things, that you don't really get a sound check or a line check. You just kind of run up there and get on with it, which is, you get a bit more buzzing and a bit more adrenaline in that sense.
Does that add to the nerves? Because it's a bit like a cattle market. Quick,
yeah,
on!
You can smell the mud, and everyone's just like looking you right in the eye and sweat all over the face, and they're just like,
go!
Entertain me.
So technically it's a tougher gig than doing your own, because on your own you have a sound check, you can do your own thing at your own time.
At a festival it's like there's so many different types of people that are not necessarily into you, so you don't know exactly who in the audience is into you and who isn't, you know.
It's quite like a buffet, a festival, you know, you can pick and choose and do what you want and relax a bit. So it's nice that folk came for a piece of Amaret pie.
So of course there's the new album as well.
Yes, 27th of June is our
summer release, just in time for festival season, gig season in autumn and winter.
Yep.
I'm guessing it's just going to be lots of gigs and lots of press and busy.
Pretty much. This is like the first time, like the fifth time down south in 4 weeks or something. It's been crazy. We're just constantly on the road and it's been really good. The album's out, finished now, so we're just doing like festivals to the end of the summer, and we're loving it. It's been great. It's been great so far. So yeah, just keeping it up.
Do you get that cabin fever with a new album? Because you'll have obviously finished recording it months ago. You know how it sounds. You've probably heard it to death already before anyone else hears it. And you just want to get it out and just go.
I think it's more sort of like we're still quite new with the songs, you know. And we did our sort of couple of pledge shows where we played the entire album, entire new album to a crowd full of people, where we usually drip feed new songs like into your, asperse them into your set, but this was a complete whole thing in the one go, and that was kind of put the fear into us, but we're used to it now. It's out now, some good feedback coming, so I think there's just that lull between a new album, finishing a new album, and it coming out, when you're just nervous
about it.
Forget
the feedback, it's out, it'll be out soon. It is, like it or not, it's out. You can't change it now.
The fear.
Well, of course, forget Download, forget Tea in the Park, forget Reading Leeds, forget Glastonbury. Main stage of Rockstock in December.
Yes.
I tell you, you're gonna love it. Wales in December.
You're
from Scotland, so there you go. Yeah. You know what it's like in December.
We're prepared.
But now you've got an upgrade. You see, main stage. You see. Well, that will be good, obviously. Looking forward to that. And plans for the rest of the summer, gig-wise? Are you doing the other festivals? Or?
We've got Tea in the Park. We've got Rock and Blues, Middle of Nowhere. Tomorrow...
You're playing in the Middle of Nowhere?
No, the Middle of Nowhere Festival.
Oh, right, I was going to say. We should do that.
Well, that too, but yeah.
Limited feedback there.
Tomorrow we're going to Belgium to do Skullfest. And then we're coming back to Download to do the Sunday. So
commuting.
It's a busy weekend.
Yeah, it's actually like real work.
Commuting for us, yeah.
I know.
Well, it's been great catching up with you again. Well done on today's performance, and of course we'll see you before, but obviously we'll see you at Rockstop in December.
Yes, can't wait. That'd be good.